This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and
anything can be great.
Almost anything can be great, not us.
Anyway, joining us is
Wally Parson and John Maxwell. Now, Wally is working with the airplane raffle for the Young Eagles, and John Maxwell is working on the car for the Young
Eagles.
Is
it broken? He's got to fix it?
No, it's new. They've got to raffle it off.
Somebody's got to sell working on tickets. The car. I don't know.
That's correct.
So how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, we're at Oshkosh.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
What could be better? It, nothing.
Definitely.
What kind of an airplane are we raffling off this year?
We're raffling off a 1946 J3C Piper Cub.
Nice. Fully restored.
It's mint. It's so, you know, there.
All right, okay.
Number 10.
Where did you guys get the airplane?
It was donated to EAA, and Ellis Clark was the restorer on the plane. And it's one of a kind. He did some modifications on it, and
okay, it's got a turboprop on it.
No.
Oh, I thought you said modification.
It's a C90 Continental, but yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It's here on the grounds, right?
Yes, sir.
Where?
It's at the membership center. We're right on the east side of the membership center is our display area for the aircraft.
And that's on the Boeing Plaza?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That was a good guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Also, little correction. Our donations go to the EAA Foundation, so it's for education. Get people involved, engagement, and future pilots.
That's a worthy cause.
Yes. It is, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And how much are the raffle tickets?
We're selling 3,000 tickets at $100 a ticket.
I can think of a worse way to spend $100.
Well, last year's raffle was 4,000 tickets, so we lowered it 1,000. So you have a better chance.
Well, 1 in 3,000 odds is pretty darn good.
Yes, very good. Very good.
And I imagine they're selling pretty fast.
We had a good day yesterday. I hope we maintain through the week, and we'll have a good sale.
Okay, sounds good. That's starting to sound real attractive.
Well, it sounds like you got better odds with that than you do of, say, the Mega Millions.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. Better odds than getting hit by lightning.
I think they call it Mega Millions because there's Mega Millions of losers in it.
Yeah, that's for sure. And John Maxwell, you're with the car raffle now. Let's change from three wheels to four wheels here.
Right.
Yep. We're giving away a 2022 Mustang GT. It's actually the coupe this year. Convertibles were a little bit on the back order this year.
Everything
going on today. But that has the premium package in it, and it's actually better odds than the plane raffle because we sell them for $100 per ticket, but we're only selling 1,500 tickets.
Oh,
and of course that goes to the Young Eagles program. So we're one of the Young Eagles fundraisers up here.
Okay.
We've been doing the raffle. The Young Eagles program is 30 this year, so it's a big anniversary year, and we've been doing the raffle. We're somewhere 25 years. Because the raffle started 4 or 5 years after the program started.
Wow.
So
I was 30 years. I remember when it started. I'm getting old.
Yes. Yes. And of course, now with everything that's going on, I've been out to the Blue Barn, and we have the car is actually down on the Four Corners right across the street from the plane. And we're in front of the Learn to Fly, and the 30th anniversary pavilion is in the same tent there, and we have the car out in front of that. So, Young Eagles pilots and everything are inside the tent volunteering, giving the information and celebrating the 30th. But I also had a chance to stop out at the Blue Barn and see what the programs are doing now. And they're after a Young Eagles flight, there is so much now that to continue, the youth aviation journey. With all the education programs, and they're even working on some chapter activities that the chapter, presidents and everything can take back to their chapters. And there's a ton of youth activities that they're doing at the the chapters as well, you know, I'm obviously outside of this week. So that's what we raise money for, and I'm proud to do it, and it's been fantastic.
What's the official number of Young Eagles flown?
I don't know the official. I know we're up to 2.5
million.
Yep, 2.5 million.
That's a lot of future pilots.
It may be, even if it's
only 1% that come back.
Correct.
There's going to be a blank for the next 10 years, over 260,000 pilots needed.
Wow. That's a lot of pilots.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, they may even talk to us about flying an airplane.
Yeah, it'll be prefaced with the words, "Please don't."
Yeah. One question for you: we all know the Cubs are yellow, okay? Please tell me that Mustang is red.
Rapid red.
Rapid red.
That is the official name.
It is so
name.
Fast that it'll hit the speed dial on every police department
yes,
you drive
will.
By.
That's correct.
Nice.
Well, you know,
it's a 5.0 stick, right? Better
yes.
be a stick.
Yep, it's a 5.0, and it's the
six speed.
Yep, because they started putting the six speeds in them.
Now you're talking.
And then the premium package, of course, comes with the upgraded interior. The stitching on the seats is, you know, upgraded, and then it's got the upgraded audio.
Oh, good. So I was going to say, red Mustang, six speed. You got to have a killer stereo.
If you have a chance, stop down and see the car. And if you stand back from it a little bit, the lines on this one really remind me of the Bullitt car.
Okay.
You know, it's like very reminiscent of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that was an intentional thing and they just didn't market it that way. But they're just nice cars.
And remember, guys, your wife may not like the airplane raffle, but you win her a Mustang. You might get an airplane anyway.
Yeah, but for $200,
get both.
Yeah. You can get both.
His and hers.
There you go.
Now
his and hers.
Ladies
satisfy
and
both. Yep.
Mm-hmm. We just invented the divorce special.
No, the anti-divorce special. The problem arises when she wants the airplane instead of the car.
that's very true.
Yeah. Then oh well.
Yep.
You lose.
Exactly.
Have you typically, you're selling 1,500 tickets. You don't have any idea how many you've actually sold at this point.
Right now, I don't have an exact count from, we're selling at the museum all week, so I don't get that count. But we're right at about 300 tickets sold so far.
That's not bad.
So, yeah, we sold just a little over 200, and we actually sold at the car show over in Iola, that little car show over there. That was their 50th anniversary, so... We took the car over and sold tickets at that and did very well. And I saw a lot of Oshkosh folks over there, you know, that we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Couple weeks, yeah.
So it was fun because there are plane and car people, and it's like a...
Now, have you had a lot of people buy more than one ticket?
Oh, yes.
Okay, they're the serious ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Now, here's the great part about it all. When that car is raffled off, you can pick it up here and
yes.
drive it home.
Yes, that's the exact car that we give away. You have to take delivery of it here because it's the same with the plane. That's the exact plane. There's no switching out. There's no vouchers. That is the exact prize that you
Here's
win.
The keys. You figure out how to get it out of here.
Yeah.
With the plane's worth about $52,500.
Wow.
And if you don't want the plane, we can give you $25,000 cash.
No, I'll take the plane.
Yeah. Definitely.
I'm not rated to fly mm-hmm. it out of here. I'll
uh-huh.
figure that out later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing that says you can't unbolt the wings off it. And
oh, no,
it
no,
back.
No. We know enough guys that could fly it that we just call one of them up and say,
yeah.
come, give me a hand here.
Wait a minute. Do we hate these people that much to have them fly a Piper Cub a third of the way across the country?
Okay, so it'll be a slow trip home.
Hey, yeah. If they don't fly, they can put it in the front yard and make the wonder, you know, neighbors
that's,
you know, wonder.
That's blasphemy right huh? there, man.
Flower.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen boats use as planters. Oh, God, I don't want to see an airplane used as a planter.
Please.
So, anyway.
But, you know, it's wonderful that you guys come up with this, but every year you got to come up with another airplane and another car. Now, the Mustang is easy because they're still building them. What do you do for Piper Cub?
Well, it's not always a Cub, is it?
No. The sweepstakes. It was originally a sweepstakes.
Right.
Okay. We started in 63 in Rockville.
Yeah. Well, I remember the guy used to sit up there on the lifeguard stand and hawk it all day long.
That was Ollie.
Right.
And he's a classic. He's a legend.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't know how he could go all day, all week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And so we started in Rockford in 63. So we've been doing this for 60 years. And the first plane we gave away was in 1968, and it was a J3 Cub.
Oh, wow.
So. And there's been a lot of 140s and a few 150s in there, Cirrus. And there's a team that goes out for the EAA, and planes are, you know.
Planes come to you one way or another,
Yes, they come for the raffle, and the raffle's been going about 3 years now, so
okay.
We changed it from sweepstakes to raffle.
All right, well, I want to thank you gentlemen for joining us. That's been John Maxwell and Wally Parsons, and this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and I'm hoping to win a car here at EAA Radio. Yeah.